Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. On today's episode, a few tips on how to open your heart again after a breakup. I know a lot of people are going through breakups, what I call expired relationships. I just wrote an entire book about this, which will be out hopefully later this year. So listen, when a previous relationship ends, it can leave behind emotional wounds and scars. However, by allowing yourself to be open to love once more, and I know it's difficult, right? But everything starts with an intention. So the intention to open your heart again. And it doesn't have to be just like to romantic love. I'm talking about opening your heart as an exercise to all love. And I think this will make it much easier because when you just think about romantic love, where does your mind go? It goes to how you've been hurt, rejected, betrayed. And of course, then you constrict and your heart closes. But if you think about all love, right? If you think about love as in universal, as a state, as a way of being, as a way to attract and connect not only to someone intimately, but you know, friendships, family, just to anyone, or even like strangers, you know, just being love. That practice will create the opportunity for healing and growth. When you open your heart to love again, you give yourself permission to let go of the pain and hurt from the past. It's a courageous act that involves acknowledging the emotions associated with the previous relationship and allowing yourself to process and heal from them by embracing the possibility of love anew. You create a space for healing to take place. Love has a transformative power. Transformative. Man, I don't know what is going on with me these days. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Listen, I'm doing the best I can. I think I've told people on my podcast before. It's just ironic that I'm a writer because I was the kid terrified to read. So if I'm reading anything, including my own words, everything comes out mumbled and jumbled. This is a great example of how our childhood and trauma from childhood, because reading out loud in front of people can definitely be traumatic as a kid, and it was for me, how it still seeps in and how it still holds weight. And, you know, you can become insecure. You can still feel the wound from that trauma, if you will. Transformative. Love has a transformative power. It can bring a sense of renewal and remind you that you're capable of giving and receiving love despite previous setbacks. Through the experience of falling in love again, you can learn valuable lessons from past experiences. I also think through giving yourself a new love experience, so not just falling in love again, but choosing wisely and giving yourself a new love experience is going to create valuable lessons, because then you have something to compare the old love with, right? I think a lot of times we are in our heads thinking about what something could feel like, but when we actually give ourselves the experience of that, then we know something shifts, right? And then we could compare the old with the new and give yourself enough new love experiences. And it starts to eclipse the old. And this is what rewiring yourself looks like. Opening your heart again after a breakup can be a gradual process, but it is possible with time and caring of self. Here are some steps you can take to open your heart again. Okay, number one, you got to allow yourself to grieve. Give yourself permission to feel the emotions that come up with a breakup. And, you know, the thing about grieving is it's nonlinear. And one day you may be okay and feel good, and the next day you may be a mess and sobbing uncontrollably, and you can't judge it because grieving is cumulative, you know? I think a lot of people judge their grieving, or, you know, it's been X amount of months or years and I need to be at this place. I don't know why I keep thinking about this person. Stop judging yourself. And also stop comparing this one to the last one, because everything's different. And just because you're struggling more or because this has hit harder, it doesn't mean anything about you or your growth or your capacity, you know? Allow yourself to feel the full range of emotions that come with the end of a relationship. It's completely normal to experience sadness, anger, confusion, and even relief. Give yourself permission to express these emotions in a healthy way, whether it's through journaling, maybe you're talking to a trusted friend. And be picky on which friend you want to process with, of course. Many friends will make it about them and not you. Therapists, obviously, but I get that many people can't afford to see a therapist, or, you know, they don't have insurance, and that's okay. Well, journaling is a form of processing, you know, getting your thoughts out on paper, and then, of course, someone you trust as a friend who's going to create a safe space for you. And this kind of allows you to begin the healing process. Number two, practicing self-care. Take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally. Take care of yourself spiritually as well. Engage in activities that bring you joy, get you out of your head, your house, and help you reconnect with you. And I gotta say, it doesn't have to look like going on exotic vacations or doing yoga or, you know, meditating for 5 hours with the beads around your neck. So for me, I started to take care of myself by riding a motorcycle, eating donuts, and lifting barbells. Not too many donuts. There's a fine line between self-care and self-hate. What I mean by a donut is I gave myself permission to have a treat. You know, so whether it's once every other day or once a week. And maybe it's an expensive cup of pourver coffee, or maybe it's a massage. I don't know, but just kind of giving yourself permission to treat yourself. So that's the whole donut thing. My motorcycle was my meditation machine. It was the fastest way for me to get out of my head and house. I struggle with meditating. I struggle with yoga. I struggle with sitting still. And instead of beating myself up and saying that I'm bad at this, I chose a different route, because what I don't struggle with is riding machines. And, you know, since I was popping wheelies on my BMX bike in the 80s when I was 9, it's just something that I feel very comfortable with, and it gets me out of my head. So that's where that came from. And then barbells, fitness, connection to myself via my body, dropping into my body, my daily sweat. Those three things really created a bridge for me in, I mean, all of my expired relationships, starting with my divorce, the big one. And I don't know if I could have healed without them. You know, I think I would have gotten depressed, and I mean, who knows? But threading those things into my life really gave me handrails. Now, of course, that doesn't have to be the same for you. Maybe for you, it's picking up a guitar or going salsa dancing. Maybe it's ice plunges or saunas or long walks or journaling. But whatever kind of puts you in that space where you are not in your distorted thoughts and you're able to drop into your body and you're able to hit flow states. All right, number three, setting boundaries. I tell people, the greatest gift my ex-wife gave me was her silence. She set a hard line, and she drew a hard line, because I couldn't. And what a gift that was, because if she hadn't, it would have been sticky and messy, emotional scabs being pulled, and the healing would have took much longer. You know, I wouldn't have been forced to move on with my life. I would have just been in the in-between, and that's called suffering, right? So setting boundaries, unfollowing. Don't follow your ex. If you want to be friends with your ex, fine. But right now, it's not the time to follow them and see what they're up to and who they're hanging out with. What's prescribed is distance, a healthy distance. So set some boundaries. Number four, reflect on the past relationship. Now listen, I'm not saying to live there, right? I'm saying reflect. So when you're ready, think about how the plane went down. Think about your piece in this, right? Don't play the highlight reel and then want to go back to it. That's not what I'm saying. And that's why I think it's important to have some distance where feelings have settled and you have gotten some traction before you start reflecting back. But I think in anything, if you're not reflecting and connecting dots and having revelations, then you're not taking what happened and turning it into growth soil, right? Number five, focus on personal growth. I know it sounds obvious, but opening your heart to love also encourages personal growth. It requires vulnerability, as you must be willing to let someone in. So, again, this doesn't have to be someone that you're intimate with. It can be a friend, a new friend. It can be a stranger. Maybe you're like starting to make an effort to make more eye contact and just kind of just opening your heart, you know, engaging with the world, right? Kindness. Sharing your authentic self. Past heartbreaks may have caused you to build emotional walls, protects your heart, right? Lined with fear. But with each failed relationship, you learn the importance of opening yourself up again. And this newfound understanding allows you to approach love with courage and authenticity, trusting that the right person or right people will accept and cherish your vulnerability. So use this time to invest in your personal growth and development and set goals for yourself and work toward them. This can help you build confidence and a sense of fulfillment, which in turn opens your heart to new possibilities. Number six, surround yourself with support. And by support, I mean not only people who care about you, because there are people who care about you but don't really understand you, you know, don't create a space for you to be seen, heard, understood. We have family members who love us, but do they understand us, or are they always trying to control us? Are they trying to project their life or their wants or you know, for us, or what they have, what they want for us onto us, you know? Or are they super supportive without that intention, you know, without the intention to change you in any way, right? Number seven, practice forgiveness. And I'm not just talking about forgiving your ex. I'm talking about forgiving yourself. It's a crucial step. I mean, holding on to resentment and anger can hinder your ability to move forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened, but rather releasing the emotional burden and freeing yourself to embrace new experiences, new love, new states, right? Self-forgiveness is, I think, a huge piece in breakup recovery. Number eight, practicing self-compassion. Being kind and gentle with yourself. I think a lot of people after breakups, they get very down because they reflect and they blame and they beat themselves up, right? And it's important to not do that, but instead know that you did the best you could with where you were at in your life, you know, at that time, even if it was 2 weeks ago. And you're learning and growing, and today's different, you know? Even if it's just a little different, even if you've only had a little bit of shifts, it still is different. So practice self-compassion. And finally, number nine, you got to take things at your own pace. There's a motorcycle company. It's an adventure company, and I try to do their trips once in a while. They're epic. And one of their slogans, because there's all different level of riders. It's basically, you know, 12 people on dirt bikes going to going like 2 weeks with a catered truck following you behind you, which is amazing. going camping and riding, and, you know, riding like legit, like 100 miles a day. And they say ride your own ride, meaning you don't have to race, you don't have to be at the front, you don't have to do anything other than have your experience. And that's what I mean here. You got to ride your own ride. Take things at your own pace. Don't compare this breakup to where your ex is at or where you were at in a different breakup. It's its own thing. And go at your pace. Give yourself what you need. You know, don't rush into new relationships. Don't force yourself to do anything before you're ready. Allow yourself the time and space you need to heal and rebuild trust in your own heart. Anyway, I hope those have helped you. And listen to this. Listen to this podcast, I mean. Because, you know, I'm doing these three times a week, and maybe it in a way that having something to listen to can give handrails to you, can get you out of your head, and maybe, because I remember going through breakups, and it doesn't have to be my podcast, but any podcast, when I was going through a breakup, I would always be listening to something, whether it's at the diner, on walks, I mean, old school Wayne Dyer, audiobooks, so yeah, it's important to not only learn, digest, reflect, but also laugh, you know, be entertained, keep things light, all of that. And get all of that on audio today. So thank you for listening. Be well.